Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods. You know, life happens, and it happens in a flash. I mean, I'm getting married in a few days, and I'll be 66 in a few weeks. And so I'm thinking, what are you doing with this life? We work, of course. Well, most of us. Some people are disabled and can't work still. It makes me think about what you're doing with your life. And a recent study found that, like, only 13% of the U.S. workforce is passionate about their jobs. I am so grateful for being one of those 13%. I love my job. And I look around and I wonder, what's your passion? What is passion? I mean, if we are supposed to have passion, what is it? Well, it's a strong, powerful emotion, and that's for certain. And for many, it can be a strong desire. And I think it's about what excites us, what motivates us, and a strong feeling of doing something. What something? I don't know. Actually, anything is something. That's for certain. And it's something that motivates us. Like, I love to get up in the morning and get showered and dressed every day, and I have no regrets. I go to bed at night looking forward to my job. You know, do we have that? So if I think that's passion. For instance, I have passion for music. I'm a musician. I have passion for my work. I'm a therapist. I have passion for peace. Y'all who know me know what I do with peace. And I have passion for writing. All of these are about desire because they spark and ignite a flame in my soul. And that's my passion. And I sometimes ask my clients, what's their passion? And they ask, come on, rephrase it. Okay, what ignites your soul and drives your actions and fills you with purpose? They ask again, rephrase it. And I say, do you pay attention enough to discover what you love? And so many people don't know how to find their passion. And I think once we explore it more, people can sometimes discover their passion. I think the first thing to do to find your passion is to practice some sort of mindfulness. You know, that thing that lets you embrace life in the moment? Mindfulness can help you become more aware and see things that are right in front of your face. I have a funny story. Well, it's not funny. It is funny. I had the opportunity to sit with a Buddhist Rinpoche, and I was told I could ask him one question, and one question only. So there we are, and I'm sitting, you know, with this gentleman, a holy man, and he smiled at me in a private setting and said, what is the question you wish to ask me? And mind you, he had an interpreter with him, but I panicked. Everything fell out of my head, and I was so embarrassed when the first words out of my mouth was, what's the meaning of life? What a dumb, dumb question, I thought to myself. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It was the greatest question I could ever ask because I got the greatest answer. He looked at me and told me to take my glasses off and place my whole finger on my nose, flat. So it's from the tip of my nose to the beginning of my eye. And then he told me to look right at him. And I did so. And then he said, "Hey, what do you see right in front of you?" And I smiled with pride and I said, "I see you." And he had this look on his face and he looked at me with such intensity. And he said, "You know, that's the problem with people. We don't see what's right in front of our faces." It was my finger that was right on my face, but it was so flat. I don't know. I just saw him. And he told me we tend to look beyond what's right in front of us. And I discovered many jewels in his response to me. I will never be able to forget how that changed my life. And if we look at what is right in front of our faces, we will start being aware of everything and begin to find our passion. So how do you want to find your passion? Again, I believe in mindfulness. It's that wonderful teacher that teaches us that we have passion. And mindfulness is that vehicle to make a conscious contact with that knowledge. It helps us connect to our true feelings and desires to rise into a conscious mind. I have someone who says mindfulness makes them have dull moments. It really helps us dive into our spiritual and psychological practice. And it helps us dive deeply, deeply. You know, I think in order to find our passion is to recognize that we all have this personal inner compass. And if we use it, we can find our direction. It's called listening to our hearts. Did you know that the heart sends more information to the brain? Really, the heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. Think about it. Our heart is so powerful. It's a thing that sends the information and literally ignites us to find our passion. Our heart can give us the ability to be fully present and connected. So don't use your logical brain to find your passion. It's not going to work. Use your heart and see what's right in front of you. There's a saying I love, and it says something like, "It's the heart that knows the path. The mind is just there to organize the steps." And I think that paying attention to what is right in front of your face is about you and how you view things. We need to remember that paying attention leads to insight, and insight helps us find our passion. Sadly, there's just so many people that don't pay attention and rarely see what's in front of their faces. I'm drinking coffee, sorry. I think that paying attention can lead to peace of mind and clear the mind. See, you got to look at what's right in front of you. I know this now. It was such a great lesson. And the truth is we need to stop seeking the answers outside of ourselves and realize we have them right in front of our faces. Well, if we choose to be present and pay attention. And we must be present in the now and look at things in front of our faces so we can see everything. We cannot be limited by fear, anxiety, or self-doubt. Allow that heart compass to show you the path as it brings you the meaning and purpose and discovery of your passion. Oh, and it certainly can help you walk in peace. And speaking of walking in peace, this is Tyler Wood saying, walk in peace.